We are learning Mishnah Zivamis Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom at the end of a line of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Truma L'Kayin U'Maaser Rishon L'Levi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Truma goes to the Kayin. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer says, no, the Maaser Rishon does not only go to the Levi. L'Kayin, it goes to the Kayin. Right, the Gemara, L'Kayin V'Lo Levi? It goes to the Kayin, not the Levi? Ema Af L'Kayin, also L'Kayin. So what's the Machlekes over here? If Maaser Rishon goes also to the Kayin, Rabbi Akiva is not, and Elazar holds even to the Kayin. Now, Rabbi Akiva's words are, Truma L'Kayin Maaser Rishon Levi. If you have a good memory, you remember, at the end of yesterday's year, we spoke out, the Rameo says, Truma L'Kayin Maaser Rishon Levi. So Rashi says, that in those words, state that you're not allowed to give a Maaser Rishon, Zara is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Well, how do you know that? So Rashi explained, because why are we saying Truma L'Kayin? We know Truma goes to the Kayin. Teretz is, it's saying just like Truma goes to a Kayin and only a Kayin can eat it, same thing, Maaser Rishon Levi, only Levi can eat it. That's what Rashi learned. So it come out, Rabbi Akiva also holds like that. So it's a little schwer. The whole time I'm saying Rameyer also Lazar. Rameyer Kiva hold like that also. Rameyer also hold also Lazar. No, Rameyer. So top Taisus of top Taisus of Peivavim and Aleph asks this Kasha. And therefore, he wants to learn different than Rashi. He learns that it must say Befurish in Rameyer's words that Maaser Rishon also Lazar. But that's not a Dirk. Because you see, it's not a Dirk from Rabbi Kiva. That's an important Taisus on top of Peivavim and Aleph to speak out. Al-Kabonim, what is clear here is that Achleikis, if it goes to the Levi Dafka, Maaser Rishon, or also goes also to the Kayin. My time to Rabbi Akiva. What's the beer machlekes over here? My time to Rabbi Akiva. What's the pshat Rabbi Akiva? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Levim tadaber amar aleihem." It says in the pasuk, "Talk to the Levim, but tadaber aleihem, the amar aleihem, and talk to the Levim and amar aleihem, give them ma'aser." It says, "Levim tadaber amar aleihem, ki sichu ma'aser be'Yisrael, it's a ma'aser sheyirasat lachem v'chulu." The pasuk says that you give the Levim ma'aser. Finished. It's Levim. So what's pshat Rabbi Shem? What's pshat in Rab Elazar ben Azariah? So the Gemara of Idach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he also gives Shmuel Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Be'esim Rabbanim Kaim Zikru Kahanim Leviim. In 24 places in the Torah, in Tanakh, it calls Kahanim Leviim. V'zeh Echem. I'm going to give you an example. One of them, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Va'kahanim Haleviim Bnei Tzadik Asher Shomru Es V'Shvaras Megdash." And they were talking about Bnei Tzadik, which are they were Kahanim, and we call the kids Leviim. "Va'kahanim Leviim Bnei Tzadik." So you see, you call them Leviim. So therefore, he says, you know what? L'kahanim ha'vachlal Leviim. So when it says you give ma'aser to Leviim, it means including kahanim. Rabbi Akiva, ha'chol le'matzis amris. You can't say that. You know, you're right, you have a good taina, kahanim ha'kul Leviim, and maybe for other things, they're the same din. When it comes to ma'aser rishon, it can't be kahanim. Why? The chesiv says by the pasuk of the Leviim, they're eating the ma'aser rishon, it says, v'chalta oisai v'chol makim. You eat it every place. Only someone who can eat it any way he wants. Yotzekayin, that he can't stand in the middle of the basic kvaras and eat it. Yotzekayin, she yokel ochel basic kvaras. So most man, we're talking about a kayin. Dafka levi. Ve'idach, what does Rav Elazar ben Azariah do with Ataina? He says, what it means is, v'chom makim, kamo lafuke, two things. Kalaicha the bayi, lebayi chayma. First of all, you don't need a chayma. For certain things, like kachem, you need a chayma. He's saying here, you keep my situation in any place you want, you don't need a wall. You don't need a wall, you don't need a millish lime. Another lucky is you're allowed to eat it betumma. That's what means b'chol makim. You're allowed to eat it while you are tamei. Yeah, a kohen's not standing in the basic parts, but he's allowed to eat it while he's tamei. He's allowed to eat the ma'aser rishon. That's what means b'chol makim. So therefore, Elazar ben Azariah says it could be shtim. Could shtim also be being talking about a kohen, and it's not shere b'chol makim because the common teachers don't need a chayma and you can eat it betumma zikuf. So more reason on ma'aser. He ginsa to have a shalka Elazar ben Azariah ma'aser rishon minei. There's a certain garden that Elazar ben Azariah used to go pick up his ma'aser rishon from there. Now remember, Elazar ben Azariah was a kohen. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, he was 10th dar to Ezra, the Ezra HaSeifer. So Akaponim, Elazar ben Azariah was a kohen. And he used to go collect ma'aser rishon by a certain gina. Rekiva was not happy about this. So this gina had two entrances. One was a regular entrance from the street. The other one had to go through a basic varas. So what he did was, he arranged that they closed up the entrance to the street, and the only way to get in now is through the basic kvaras. Also, Rekiva, Hadri L'Pischel Ve'Kivri. He made sure now the door, the only way to get in is through the basic kvaras. And Elazar ben Azariah was maxed out. He couldn't come in anymore. And he lost his chance to be able to collect Ma'aser Rishon. So Omar, so Elazar ben Azariah said about Rabbi Akiva, Akiva B'Tamila V'Noch Ayi. Akiva, who was used to be the shepherd for his father-in-law, the Kalba Savua, he says he's coming with his shepherd tricks, and I'm going to live. You know, basically, it's a little bit, a line to Akiva. He said, you know, what am I going to do? Akiva, he got me good. Now, we'll see exactly what the machlekes of Akiva and Elazar ben Azariah is momentarily. First, we're going to bring you halacha. Itmar. Now, before Itmar, we have to know this Itmar is going on a Mishnah in Saita. The Mishnah in Saita says that Chanan Yoichanan, it says, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, Hever Hadayis Maisa. Kohen Gadol stopped the holding of Vidur Maisa. Why? Because they stopped giving the Maisa Rishon to Levim. They started giving to Kohanim. To a certain point that the Chazal made at the Kana, no more Maaser is to Levim. It doesn't go to Levim anymore. Therefore, they didn't want to say Vida Maaser anymore because it wasn't any more Ketiknon. You weren't doing correctly anymore the Maaser Rishon. Therefore, they stopped the holding of Vida Maaser. Now, why in the world did the Levim lose their chance to get Maaser Rishon? It makes no sense. So, Itma. Why did they get a Knas to lose the Maaser? Pligi bar of Yonison v'Savia. Yonison and the elders argued. Chad amar shloi olu b'mei Ezra. One said pshat is because since they didn't come up for the second Beis Hamikdash, they stayed in Bavel. They were made a knas. They're not getting Maaser Rishon anymore. The Chad amar because Yisroel Kohanim b'lo made them awesome. The other one said, you know what? The Kohanim when they're tummy can't eat truma and they're very poor. So we need to support them. So therefore we masakin took away from the Levim, gave to the Kohanim. So Mar says, well, I don't understand. Vishlom levan the amar shloi olu. But some of the Levim didn't come up, so they get a knas. Shemalchi kansinu, you give him a knas. Elamandi Yama says, "Yisroel Allah Kahanim Beitamasam." But according to Mandi Yama, holds that we want to support the Kahanim Beitamasam. Meshum Kahanim Kansinu Levim. Of course, we feel like Kahanim, we take away the Levim. Makes no sense. Why we do that? We're not going to take away from the Levim to help out the Kahanim. Ela Kuliyama Knas Aslalu Meyezra. Now, Vada Evan agrees that the reason why the Levim lost the Maaser Rishon is because they didn't come up after Golos Bavel, they stayed in Bavel, they didn't want to come up to this Mikdash. And here, the Machlokes is like this. Marisava Knosola Aniyim. The Shaila is, Avada, the Levim lost their chance to get Maaser Rishon. But the Machlokes is, who does it go to now? One man there says, because of the Knas, we give it to the Aniyim now. Marisava Kahanim made the Muslim Aniyim. Kahanim made the Muslim are Aniyim. So that comes out the Shaila. Now let's go back to Rabbi Kiva and Elazar ben Azariah. So Bishlam on the Yama Knas al Aniyim. Bishlam on the Yama that really who's supposed to get it? Aniyim Shemalchi Hadre Rabbi Kiva Pishlam Bei Kivri. That's what Kiva said. You know, why is Elazar ben Azariah taking my Rishon? Longs on Aniyim. You're not an Ani. Elazar ben Azariah was a rich person. So what are you going to collect the Maaser Rishon for? Ella on the Yama Kahanim. Both of them says it goes to the Kahanim. Am I Hadre Pishlam Bei Kivri? Why did Rabbi Kiva get angry and change the door of the Gina? What do you have against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taking Maaser? And for the Gemara, this is what Rabbi Kiva was telling Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Either guy's Teres Knas or Islach. If you're taking the Teres Knas, you can have. Because of Teres Chalukah or Islach. But if you're coming with Teres Chalukah, the din of Kayin, then it doesn't go to Kayin. It only goes to Knas. Now, how does he know that he was taking it with Din Knas and Din Chalukah? What's going on here? Zokta Mashav, beautiful pshat in these words. A whole new pshat in these words. Hakamla, either goes to a knas. If you're coming because of knas, that means what was the knas? That it goes to the aniyim, and even the kahanim made tamasim aniyim ava. But he says no. Islach, you are very rich, Lo Zazaria. You don't get up to a knas. Elamai taking it within matnas kahuna. There's no matnas kahuna of my submission to a kohen. Vika asu taras chaluka leslach. You don't get. So that was his taina. Taina was a man of shach. You don't get Elazar ben Azariah. The knas is only to aniyim. Either aniyim kahanim or aniyim regular. You don't apply to that. You take it within the kohen. Kohen doesn't get. Zog the gemara menolach for sliku me'ezra. Where's the makar from the psukim that the levim did not come up me'ezra? The chsiv it says a pasuk in Ezra va'kabtei malanar haba elahava. I checked that one out. I didn't find any Levim there. So you see, Levim didn't come up. Omer of Chista, not a maima hamusker sam about the Levim, but chila loyamidim shaytim elam Levim. We know it says shaytim v'shaytim titul lachav chal shorecha, that we have dayanim, or we have shaytim who take care, carry out the laws of the dayanim. So in the beginning, the only way they shaytim from Levim, why? Because by the Egel, when they said, me, Lashem Alai, they came, so with schus that, they got the schus to be the shaytim. But, what? Yeah, but the Karim were busy with the Avodah. So the Levim were the shaytim. Shenem shaytim al Levim lefneichem. Achshav, and now, im amidim shaytim al Mishol, shenem av shaytim harbe, shaytim al Rabim v'rashaychem. Weird as Pasuk is, a good question, it might not be a Pasuk anywhere. Balkapanim, it's a kasha. But the pasuk says Shaitim Harav Mirashaychem, and we learn from the Rav means it came from the Rav, which is Yisrael, which is the majority. Ad Kan HaGemara, and now we're up to the Mishnah. And we are going to learn the Mishnah now, Mitzvah Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shenisis LaKoyin. With a Bas Yisrael, remember, Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma. She marries a Koyin. Halacha, she marries a Koyin, she can eat Truma. Shenisis LaKoyin, Teicha B'Truma. She eats Truma. Mace, let's say her husband dies, V'Lo Amen Ben, but she has a son, a Koyin, Teicha B'Truma. She continues to eat Truma. Why? Because she has a son, a Koyin. But now she wants to get remarried, and she nisas lelevi. She remarries a Levi. The halacha is teichah b'maaser. She eats maaser, but she can't eat truma anymore. Why not? Because now she's married to a Levi. She can't eat truma. Even though she still has a son that's a kohen, but now she married a Levi. Mace, her husband the Levi died. But she has a child, the Levi. Teichah b'maaser. She eats maaser, but she can't eat truma because she's still attached to the second husband through the son. Nisa is Yisrael, she's up to a third marriage already. But going according to Manyama, you can marry three people. Nisa is Yisrael. Loi Soichal, Loi B'Truma, V'Loi B'Maisa. She marries Yisrael, now she can't eat, not Truma, not Maisa. Going according to Rav Meir holds that Maisa Rishon is also Lazarim. So she marries Yisrael, now she can't eat Truma or Maisa. Maisa Lo Amen Aben, and let's say he dies, Yisrael dies, that she has a child. Loi Soichal, Loi B'Truma, Loi Maisa. She still can't eat, not Truma, not Maisa. Even though she has a son from a Kohen, she has three kids now. She has a Kohen son, a Levi son, a Yisrael son. She can't eat, not Truma, not Maisa. Meis Menom Yisrael, the Yisrael son dies, Teichel Maisa, she eats Maisa now. Meis Menom Levi, Teichel Truma, she even Truma. Meis Menom Kohen, now that son dies, she has no sons left, no husbands, no sons. Loisechel, Truma, Loi Maisa, she eats nothing. That's a case which she started off as a Bas Yisrael. Now we're going to have the opposite case. A Bas Koyin, she misses the Yisrael. She's a Bas Koyin, she marries the Yisrael. Loi Soich of a Truma. She cannot eat Truma. Because she's now a Bas Koyin who married the Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. Meis V'lo Amen Aben, she has a son, a Yisrael son, Loi Soich of a Truma. She can't eat Truma. It's not called the Shava Beis Avia because she has Zera. Now, even though she has no husband anymore, she doesn't go back to the father's house because she has a child. Nis is a Levi. Teichel B'Maiser. If she marries a Levi, now she can start eating Meiser. Meis Lo Amen Aben, she has a son, a Levi, she can take a Meiser, she can eat Meiser. Going with Rav Meir holds that Asul Azar, until now she can't eat Meiser. Now she eats Meiser. Nisa is a Kohen, now her third husband is a Kohen. Teichel B'Truma, she eats Truma. Meis Lo Amen Aben, she has a son from the third husband, the Kohen. Teichel B'Truma, she eats Truma. Now, very interesting. She has now three sons, a Yisrael, a Levi, and a Kohen. She eats Truma. Before, when she had three sons, a Kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael, she didn't eat Truma. So what's going on here? Isn't that Shtikl Stira? The case in the Reisha was, when she married the third person before, she had three kids. A son, the Kohen, a son, the Levi, a son, the Yisrael. Is she eating Truma? No. Here it says that she has a son, a Yisrael, a son, a Levi, a son, a Kohen. She eats Truma. Hello, what's going on? Teretz is... All the way around. So what Teretz is, you always go with the last one. You always go with the last one. That's the last one.
Are you not concerned she's going to give to the other kids?
Right, we're not concerned about that.
You see that?
Yeah, good question, but didn't make it's not a common case. Most lo shlicha to have a case like this. So they didn't make a thing. That's how I would say in a quick answer, but it's a good question. Like upon him, you go with the last case, the Aruch Hanan points out. Okay, Meis Bino Mekoyin, let's say her third son from the Koyin dies, lo shlicha b'chum, he can't eat chum anymore. Meis Bino Levi, lo shlicha b'maiser. Meis Bino Yisrael, her third son dies backwards, her oldest son dies, Chizera's Beis Aviyah, and she goes back to her husband, to her father's house, she starts eating Truma. Balzanemar v'shoval Beis Aviyah, kinereh, melechem aviyah teichel. She goes back to her father's house, kinereh, melechem aviyah teichel, she'll eat melechem aviyah. Now, what happens here is that she goes back there. Now, the another halacha we see from this Mishnah also is that you also go back to eating for Bina Kohen also. And the Reisha, let's say she was eating because of her son, the Kohen, then she married the Levi, and then she married the Yisrael. When the Yisrael and Levi dies, and their children died, she goes back to eating also because of her son, the Kohen. You see, there's even Shava El Beis, you know, her children also. That's not a chiddush from this Gemara. Which is a chiddush already. So that was just seen in one Gemara to see that chiddush that we just spoke out. Meis Benam Levi Teichel B'Truma. It says, if her son, the Levi, dies, and she has a son, the Kohen, she eats Truma. The Hadu Acham Shum Manah. She goes back and eats Shum Manah. Manah, and how do we know? The Pasuk says Chezeres is only talking about a case where she was a Bas Kayin, she goes back to Beis Aviyah. Where do you see Dincha Zeres because of a son to Kayin? So how do you know that? Menola, Omra Abba Marav, Bas, Ubas. It says, Ubas Kayin Kisir, Amona Grusha, Vazera, In Lava Shava, Beis Aviyah. It says, Ubas. Uba teaches us that even if she's only eating because of a son of the Kayin, she goes back. Zog Dimar, Kamanka, Rabbi Kiva Dor Shvavi, we're going to Rabbi Kiva Dar Shvavim, I feel Temer Abonon, that does not darshan, Kula Ubas Kroy Yisrehu. The word Ubas is extra, the whole Ubas is extra. We know we're talking about Ubas Kayin. Why does it say Ubas Kayin? Teretz is that it's all extra to teach us that even when you go back because of Beno Kayin, you have it in Chazaras. Now, there's a little bit of chuck. Look at Daf Samach Tes, who uses Ubas for something else. Ayin Toysus Daf Samach Tes, and I'll do a Maskel in Cain, who asked the Kasha. But upon him, what the recap is, what we're coming out here is like this. If someone has a son, if she has a son from a Kayin, then she gets married to Yisrael, when the Yisrael dies, she goes back to eating again, Chezeres. Even though it's not a case of Chezeres, it's Chezeres to eating because of a son, that's enough, that makes her eat Chumah.